This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A British court ruled Monday that travel to finally get a diagnosis for Alfie Evans would be medically too dangerous. Then, as if ignoring all danger, it ruled that his life support could be disconnected. Alfie's parents say their son wakes and looks at them. Government doctors, courts, and parents should find that confusing, as without a diagnosis, there may be no accurate way to interpret Alfie Evans' reactions. Ominously, his mother now is being prohibited from spending nights with her son. Social media has long overtaken conventional media, and now a troubling study from Media Research Center says outlets from Twitter to Facebook and Google are throttling material that opposes abortion, assisted suicide, or that is not in line with popularly scripted political correctness. The report documents troubling activity and statements and warns that social media must embrace transparency in their decisions or face growing calls from both liberal and conservative quarters for regulation. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Irish bishops are urging a no vote to retain Amendment 8 protections for human life May 25th. They warn legalization of abortion will lead to other eugenic practices against disability and age. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.